quick. It's an enemy that's hard to see, and it hides inside a weed. Worthless piece of vegetation this country doesn't need. Together we can do it, though it's not an easy task. For the monster marijuana sports a formidable mass.
I may be a little promiscuous.
This is war and all is fair. We've all heard stories that will weave from Satan's lair. Pass the marijuana tax act. This is war and all is fair. This is war and all is fair. This is war. This is war and all is fair. That will weave from Satan's lair.
Innuendo.
That's what I always say. Love flies out the door when money comes innuendo.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You fooled me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got one. Oh, yes, you are, devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
There are no such things as werewolves.
Oh, 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 oh!
A little bit.
may be a little promiscuous.
You'd better get some laughs this time, or you'll be collecting unemployment insurance.
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and the police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say. So that I don't get in trouble. You're my boyfriend, and you don't have to pay me anything.
When you're 17, reaching for your dream, but don't let no one lose them for you. Pull up your pants, stretch out, take a chance. If it can be done, you're right.
What does your world sound like? That's geography. The music of the world around you. Geography is people, places, environments, and economics. Geography gives us the framework for understanding our world. But sadly, our kids aren't getting enough of it. Half can't locate economic powers like Japan and India, and 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org. It's part of a free National Geographic-led campaign to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org to learn more and get your free parent and teacher action kits. It's a wonderful world.
Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Just furnish us with the appropriate drugs and then leave the room, please.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is constitutional attorney John Whitehead.
For years, the government has encouraged Americans to just say no to drugs. But in a startling about-face, the U.S. Solicitor General's office tried forcing one St. Louis dentist to take a ride on the drug highway. In order to ensure he was competent to stand trial for Medicaid fraud, prosecutors wanted to force Dr. Charles Thomas Sell to take antipsychotic drugs. They claim he suffers from a delusional disorder. But Sell wasn't buying into the state's mind-altering argument. He believed that being forced to take drugs violated his constitutional rights, and in a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court agreed. The points of law are the Fifth and Sixth Amendments to our Constitution. The fundamental right of every American to bodily and mental integrity is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Men sometimes have strange motives for the things they do.
We'll be right back. You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, broadcasting here on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes even educational radio. We're bringing you the second spooktacular of 2024. And the final one, given that Halloween is next Thursday, and I'm... Well, actually, maybe not. Because if somebody is... If there's a DJ who's got a show that they're subbing, that they want to sub... That they want... All right, let me back up. If there's a DJ on Thursday who can't make their show, I'm thinking of filling in with a special one-hour version of that spooktacular with Sorry Wrong Number by Lucille Fletcher with Agnes Moorehead. Yes, I thought it turned out so well with the Tangerine Dream and kind of crazy freeform mixing that we do here, or at least I do here on WMFO. So we'll see what happens. But next Friday will be some other sound collage, 2 hours, 8 to 10 p.m. We kicked off that last set with a collaboration between Brian Eno and David Byrne off the absolutely outstanding Sonic Montage album, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. That was the Jezebel Spirit with a real-life charlatan performing an exorcism on a human being. And then, yeah, as we kind of got into sweet things, a little orthogonal twist on the theme there, we heard a sweet production from Chuck Yu, thinking about the Red Sox winning the World Series. Yeah, many years ago, right? And then Eric Mingus and the House Band talked about a monster. They sung about a monster, supposedly Monster Marijuana. I found that on the album New Prohibition, A Musical History of Hemp. And then it was Elvis Presley, You're the Devil in Disguise, followed by Southern Culture on the Skids. And they were singing about a werewolf. Then it was the Bullet Boys and Rock Candy, followed by at this point, vintage public service messages. And we concluded with the Cult and Spirit Walker. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is a formerly local artist known as the Land of the Loops. And this is their rather ambient piece, I Dream of Ghosts. So, in the next set, we're going to have two songs about the devil. And we're going to have two songs about candy, specifically chocolate. And, well, candy. Oh, candy. Candy, oh yeah, candy. And one song about a spirit, or several spirits from the police. But we're going to begin this set with a longer work, a collaboration between John Five at Telecaster-wielding John 5 and Joe Satriani. And this is from John 5's third studio album, released in 2007. And the concept, The Devil Knows My Name is the album, is that every song is about some serial killer. And this track I'm going to play you is about Albert Fish, who was a really whacked out guy. He was a serial killer, a rapist, a child molester, a cannibal, and he was a suspect in at least 10 murders. He confessed to 3 of them, and, well, he was a crazy guy. He was convicted for the kidnapping and murder of young Grace Budd, and he was executed in the electric chair January 16th, 1936. He was 65 years old. But here is a song, yes, The Werewolf of Wisteria.
The Werewolf of Wisteria. Cannibal. Living monster.
Fulfilling our educational mission here on WMFO. History, music, culture.
there's trouble brewing somewhere.
Something. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
I may be a little promiscuous.
I sit in the subway sometimes, on buses, or the movies, and I look at the people next to me and I think, what would you say if I told you I was a witch?
Man,
Well, here I am again. ABC's answer to Trick or Treat.
Vampire should be strode close to the grave of a dead toad. Then the vampire life shall give, and suddenly the toad shall live.
You can insert a hole off of my leg, okay? I was born and brought up raised around life, okay? I can spot the truth.
Before dinner, don't you?
Just so that I don't get in trouble, you're my boyfriend, and you don't have to pay me anything. How's that?
Bats appearing out of nowhere? I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Some of the younger generation carries on. Some people wish that they develop a birth control pill that was retroactive. Birth control pill that was retroactive. Retroactive. Retroactive.
Candio, I need you. Sundress.
dancers, a satanic verse. The Halloween dance versus goodnight nurse. Then you take a ride in the back of a hearse. Yeah. Here I go.
There's one word I love on that slide. What do you think my favorite word is? Chaos? No. What? Mind? No. No, not without. You try them all in order, hmm? Must. Must. Must, must. This is what makes it so amazing. You don't need a designer or a plan or foresight or anything else. If there's something that is copied with variation and it's selected, then you must get designer peering out of nowhere. But you can't stop it. Must is my favorite word.
The night is black without a moon. Still, the vigilantes gather on the lonely torchlit hill. Features distorted.
Threaten us, our immigrants. rise and save us from ourselves.
What act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches. Who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And this has been our second and probably final spooktacular of 2004. We began that set with, well, a story about a very scary man who was executed for murder. A cannibal, Albert Fish. The song was called The Werewolf of Westeria. And it was a collaboration between John 5 and Joe Satriani from John 5's 2007 album, The Devil Knows My Name. All songs about killers, murderers. And then we heard from The Police, one of their big hits, Spirits in the Material World. And we followed that with Golden Earring and The Devil Made Me Do It. And then it was a song about chocolate, without an E at the end, for what that's worth, by Corner Shop. And then The Dino Tones, a track called Devil's Martini, from the album Surf Monsters, Past, Present, and Future Surf Classics, supposedly. Some more audio clips from who knows where in there. And then it was The Cars with Candy O. Then, beginning to wrap up that set, was the Reverend Horton Heat with The Halloween Dance. Also from Halloween Hootenanny, which has given us, what is that, 4 songs in this evening's sound collage. But it's right on the mark for our theme now. And we concluded with Rush and, well, the album Moving Pictures is perfect. That song was Witch Hunt. The show that's supposed to come in, Smoke Breaks, has never come in if you've been listening to my sound collages all this semester. So we're going to turn things over to automation, to Rick Deckard. But before that, I'm going to conclude this evening's sound collage, this evening's, the conclusion of this evening's spooktacular, is going to be the same as the way we began last week's spooktacular. Well, not exactly the same, but the song. And this is a song, a very cool cover version of Creedence Clearwater's Bad Moon Rising. And as I had mentioned last week, if John Fogerty, who wrote the song and did the original version, sang it, played the guitar, and he talks about the irony, because the lyrics are really about there being danger. It's about the apocalypse, but the song is Creedence Clearwater Revival originally performed. It is actually pretty upbeat and happy. Unless you listen to the lyrics, you'd think that. But this version by Leatherwolf, it really rocks. And it's pretty clear that they know it's about the apocalypse. Like, what's going to happen after the election of 2024? Whether Trump wins or loses, something's going to happen. And I sure don't want to be out on the streets November 6th, November 7th. So, I actually got this song into our Rivendell for the first time this evening. Thanks again to my colleague Mike Conway for introducing me to this